And welcome to the second hour of In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. Much of Lyman County is dealing with flooding that has caused extensive problems in the towns of Presho and Kennebec. The Lyman County Sheriff's Department has announced a no-travel advisory for all county roads as a result of the flooding. Kelly Sayre, Warning Coordination Meteorologist at the National Weather Service Office in Aberdeen, is joining us on In the Moment. Kelly, how much rain did Lyman and Jones County receive since Sunday to cause Medicine Creek to spill over its banks like it has?
That area, overnight, kind of a late night system, Sunday into Monday, received anywhere from 2 to a few spots that had over 4 inches. No reports of up to 5, but somewhere in that 4 to 5 inch range, and that caused a lot of issues on the lakes and streams and areas that were already saturated to begin with.
Yeah, were these amounts predicted, or did these amounts come as a surprise?
It was maybe a little bit the high end we weren't really forecasting for. We knew that system was kind of going to set up in that particular area, and we did have up to 2 inches in the forecast, but those higher pockets definitely kind of went above and beyond, exceeded the forecast.
It was plenty, for sure. It would be nice to have you on. It was just nice and sunny and normal, but I guess this is what you do, isn't it?
It is. I know we've had the discussion here multiple times. A couple years ago, we couldn't buy a drop of rain, and now this year, we can't make it stop. So it's definitely been some anomalous years here in the past couple years.
Do you have any idea how long it will take the waters to recede in Presho and Kennebec and along Medicine Creek?
I don't have a great feel for that. Unfortunately, we have another system that's going to move in tonight. And that could potentially bring anywhere from a half inch to another inch. So that's definitely not going to help the situation. So I would say we really aren't going to see anything recede, at least in the next couple of days. After that, the forecast becomes a bit more favorable. So potentially if we get a few dry days, some warmer weather is on tap for the end of the week, and that will definitely help. But how long it's going to take until it goes back into its banks is yet to be seen.
Yeah, those were actually my next two questions. I did see the forecast for more rain this week. We seem to be in a pattern where we're seeing rain over the same days each week. What causes that? And I'm guessing from what you just said, maybe this trend is going to end soon?
Yeah, we've had some really large systems, some big spring systems, which we typically see. However, this year, because it's been a bit of a cooler spring, our jet stream has kind of trended further south. It's not pushed back to the north, and then we get a bit of weaker systems, I guess, that develop instead of these really strong low-pressure systems. And so we've been in that type of pattern, and every low-pressure system that's come through has been potent, and it's been able to produce not only severe weather in parts of the southern United States, but areas of heavy rain and persistent rain across our area.
Yeah, we've been talking about Presho and Kennebec in particular. Do you have reports from the public with respect to flooding along what's visible that we're seeing in the media, maybe from some of the more rural areas?
Not too much. Most of the reports we have gotten, like you said, are along that Medicine Creek area. And Medicine Creek actually starts in Jones County, kind of in the Draper area, just north of there. And then, like you said, it runs the Vivian area, Presho, Kennebec, and then it heads north and eventually dumps into the Missouri. So it's quite a large area that is dealing with this little creek that's outside of its banks. We also have had reports of flooding along the White River, which is further south, that straddles the county border of Jones and Lyman there. So those two areas in particular seem like they're kind of the worst off. However, other reports we've gotten are many, many county roads that have water running over them. And people just in general, if you're driving in that area, you need to be very cautious and very careful.
It just seems to be almost a statewide issue when we talk about those county roads too. And you touched on some areas that are maybe outside Aberdeen National Weather Service's office coverage area, like the White River. What about the Southern Hills? It sounds like they're also dealing with some of those issues.
Right. Yeah, I haven't, you know, I'm not too far up. We haven't gotten so many reports, you know, in our area for that one, but I did see that there is some impressive flooding going out in the hill, going around in the hills in the Mount Rushmore area. Mm-hmm. And so definitely tourists out in that area need to take a special caution, watch the news, you know, listen to what the authorities are saying. If there are roads blocked off, please, by all means, do not go across barricades or try to travel down those roads. It's just kind of a tough situation right now.
Yeah. Lastly, we've been talking a lot about the farmers and growers in our area with respect to planting and the wet grounds and not being able to get out to plant. Do you have a long-term forecast, perhaps maybe with some good news as we look ahead into June or July for those folks?
Unfortunately, for good news, you know, the longer-term forecasts are still maintaining a cooler, wetter pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the short term, however, you know, the end of this week does look promising for at least a break. After we get through tonight and tomorrow and we get into the Thursday, Friday, Saturday time period, we should at least see some drier conditions develop. And then beyond that, you know, we'll kind of just have to wait and see. But it's been a struggle, you know, across the entire state of South Dakota. Everybody is having trouble getting out into the fields, and both corn and soybeans have been well behind the curve on what's been planted at this point.
Yeah, keeping our fingers crossed. Kelly, we always appreciate the Weather Service. You guys are always available to us. Kelly Sayre, Warning Coordination Meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Aberdeen. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Have a good day.